Hey there, beautiful people. Jessica Lane here, your friendly neighborhood guide to a happier, more focused life. Welcome back to Sleep Reset, where we dive deep into the world of cognitive recharge and focus because let's be real, our brains need just as much TLC as our bodies, right? Today, we're tackling something that trips up even the most high-achieving among us. Perfectionism. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing an unattainable ideal, leaving you burnt out and frustrated? You know that feeling when every little mistake feels like a colossal failure? Well, grab your favorite beverage, get comfy, and let's talk about how to ditch the pressure of perfection and embrace self-compassion. Trust me, it's life-changing. Now, I'm not saying you should suddenly stop striving for excellence. We all love to crush goals, right? But when that drive morphs into an obsessive need for flawlessness, it can become a major roadblock. You start avoiding challenges because fear of failure paralyzes you. You constantly compare yourself to others, forgetting that everyone has their own unique journey. Sound familiar? Here is the truth. Perfectionism is a sneaky beast disguised as motivation. It tells us we need to be perfect to be worthy, successful, loved, but it's a lie. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you break free from perfectionism's grip and cultivate a kinder relationship with yourself. 1. Recognize the trap. The first step is awareness. Stop paying attention to those thoughts that tell you you're not good enough, that you need to be flawless. When you catch yourself thinking these things, gently acknowledge them without judgment. It's like saying, hey, I see you there, but I'm choosing not to believe you. 2. Redefine success. Success isn't about being perfect, it's about progress and growth. Celebrate your wins, big or small, and remember that setbacks are a natural part of the journey. Think of it like this. You wouldn't expect to be a master chef after one cooking class, right? Same goes for life. 3. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend struggling with similar challenges. Forgive your mistakes, acknowledge your strengths, and remember that you're a human perfectly imperfect. 4. Set realistic expectations. Stop setting unrealistic standards for yourself. Break down large goals into smaller, more manageable steps. This way, you'll feel a sense of accomplishment on the way, boosting your confidence instead of feeling overwhelmed. 5. Focus on the present moment. Perfectionism often stems from dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. Practice mindfulness by focusing on the present moment. Engage in activities that bring you joy and help you stay grounded in the here and now. Now let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this. Sarah is an incredibly talented writer, but she's plagued by perfectionism. Every time she finishes a piece, she obsesses over every comma, every word choice, convinced it's not good enough. This constant self-criticism leads to procrastination and feelings of inadequacy. One day, Sarah realizes that her pursuit of perfection is actually hindering her creativity. She decides to implement the tips we just discussed. She recognizes the negative thought patterns, redefines success as progress, and starts practicing self-compassion. She breaks down large writing projects into smaller tasks, focuses on enjoying the creative process, and celebrates her achievements along the way. The result? Sarah experiences a newfound sense of freedom and joy in her writing. She's more productive, confident, and ultimately produces work she's truly proud of. So remember, my friends, perfectionism is a myth, a lie we tell ourselves that holds us back from living our best lives. Embrace the beauty of imperfection. Practice self-compassion and watch your world transform. Let's recap. Perfectionism is a trap disguised as motivation, but it can be overcome with awareness, realistic expectations, and self-love. Remember, success isn't about being flawless. It's about progress, growth, and celebrating the journey. Now go out there, embrace your imperfections, and rock your world. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of self-compassion. Leave a review if you enjoyed it, and join me tomorrow for another exciting dive into cognitive recharge and focus. Until then, stay amazing.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.